another little, one of these stories, you know. And so I digress so far, John, you have to get me back on track here. What were we talking about? Oh, poor week. While we were doing archaeology, this is important, with Dan Miles' crew, have you been to the site yet?
Yeah, you and I went out.
You and I, okay.
Yeah.
That's Heatherwood Drive, it comes off Ropon Road.
Yeah.
All that, Dan's crew, and we all had to park on Heatherwood and walk across this man's lot to get to the archaeological site because we couldn't get it down Ropon Road, hauling surveying equipment, tables, and so the man was very kind to let us use his side yard. So we walked back and forth for 2 months, almost every weekday, to get to the historic site. One day we were approaching a place to work, a for sale sign sitting in the yard. Oh, Lord, I said, yeah. We can't let this place get away from us, this piece of property. It's the next door to us. The closest land that is adjoining us is right here, on that corner lot. So I went to see the guy, and he said, well, I've listed it with a real estate agent, so I can get him to knock off his half of the commission, since he doesn't have to do any more work on it. And I'll give you the benefit of that. So for $194,000, we bought that 1.5 acre plus a beautiful brick home, which we've now moved away from that. But we had no money. I began to ask some friends of mine for some financial help. And this transaction was taking place in the fall of 91. December 15, 1991 was the 200th anniversary of the signing of the Bill of Rights. And I said, well, maybe we can make something of this. So I went to some of my friends. I said, I was in the street running a lot in those days. I'm afraid that I'll ruin my knees if I get in and do it again. But I've run several marathons. So I think I'm going to just make a run from Polreen to Richmond and back to Polreen, which is equivalent. The route I was going to take was equivalent, plus a little bit, maybe a tenth of 2 miles, of what a marathon run is,
26,
I think it is. 26. Anyway, I had made it because I didn't want to be, trimming it, skipping on it. And also on the 15th of December, 91, was the first real fundraising project that Polreen's ever had. And that was me running, I got a newspaper clipping of this I found recently, if you want to see it sometime. It was to buy that place. But it raised $135,000.
Wow.
So we had to borrow the difference. Another 60, but I was able to do that. Bank didn't hesitate to make a loan, and we gradually paid that off. So what started to be, and I could tell you similar stories to about every piece of property, we acquired probably 13, 14 different pieces of property. So that now the 3.5 acres has grown to 110.
Wow.
And that encompassed an area which Carlton Avenue, our architect, by the way, Carlton's father designed the Blue Ridge Parkway. I don't know if I mentioned that or not.
Yeah.
Carlton helped his dad with that while his dad was still living. His dad was the first engineer on the Blue Ridge Parkway, which is a nationally known scenic road. And Carlton has some of his dad's same skills and sensitivity to it. What people, he said, what we're interested in is what people experience and feel and think when they're looking at something. Well, I'm not a visionary to that extent. I could relate to it from the top of the Blue Ridge Mountains. When you look at this creation from that perspective, it's not like you're riding down Main Street.
Right.
You know. So I could grasp the meaning of what Carlton did. Now the whole view shed, with maybe one exception, we own the whole view shed. And we're cleaning it out with these house moves.
Right.
We moved three homes and a five.